Very much looking forward to the next hour of play because it is fantastic when Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, the National Tipping Champion, joins us on a Friday afternoon and we go through the teams. We call it the Friday Footy Preview. Tonight, North Melbourne and Essendon kickoff, round 16 action. We'll go through all the games with Tomo very, very shortly. Looking forward to catching up with him. We've got a big day still to come after the Friday Footy Preview. Footy Fix, of course, from 4 to 6 with Tonsils, Des Dowling and the Ox. That's your makeup this week because the great Turfmeister is over at St Andrews watching the British Open. And good luck to him, by the way. That would be nice to be there at the moment, particularly with Jason Day scoring 6 under, or shooting 6 under in the first round to be shot off the lead. So Turfy's having a hell of a time. Des Dowling with Tonsils and the Ox after 4 from Footy Fix. Then we get into the coach's box. Chris Scott will join us from the Cats with Hutto and the boys from 6. And we'll go inside the issues the world of footy. I'm sure the state of the game might get a mention today from the boys in the coach's box. Be good to hear Chris Scott's take on that. Then we narrow the focus for North and Essendon tonight at Etihad Stadium with the number one call team in the history of football, as far as I'm concerned. Hudson, Granlund, Burton, Mooney, Connolly to get your Friday night footy fix. And you'll have a hell of a time. Then we continue the weekend. Got 5 more games after that. Finishing off with the big one at Etihad on Sunday afternoon. The Twilight Game, St Kilda and Richmond. The match for Matty. With the Revolt connection obviously very, very strong and the Matty Revolt Vision charity getting $5 from every ticket sold on that. So get along there if you can and support that foundation also. A wonderful game of footy to be played, St Kilda and Richmond, 4:40 Sunday at Etihad Stadium. That's how it's coming up across the weekend. Then we'll give you the updates from the British Open, of course, the Davis Cup. Nick Kyrgios went down in the first set, 7-5 in the tiebreaker after Thanasi Kokkinakis lost the first rubber. So the Aussies under the pump in Darwin. More on that through the afternoon. But let's find out how Tomo's going to lead us into winners in the Friday Footy Preview.
On Halftime, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, with the Weekend Footy Preview for the new Golden Herb Schnitzel Sub from Subway.
He's looking very big. He's a big man. And he's got a big, big task tomorrow for the Doncaster Sharks to kick them straight through the high diddle diddle. Tomo, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, it won't be easy, Danny. Good afternoon. what's the weather forecast?
It's supposed to be okay.
I haven't made my final decision yet. Might have to check out the forecast.
Mostly sunny. Mostly sunny. Top of 13. It feels like 7, but top of 13.
Explain mostly. Define mostly.
More often than not, is I think how we go.
No, definitely out there tomorrow, which is good. So I'll be back. We're playing at One Turner South.
Oh,
so
the Devils.
Small ground, tight, not as much running, appreciated. so looking forward to that one. But yeah, big weekend of footy, Halfy boy.
Yes.
Some big games, especially tonight. Tonight's game is actually, that's pretty juicy.
Massive.
It's juicy.
It is juicy. I like the way you're thinking there.
Kangas definitely need to consolidate where they're heading. And everyone talking about easy draws. When you start thinking that you've got an easy draw in the AFL, you get a punch right in the nose. That's what happens.
Right in the kisser. That's true.
It is.
Well, it's all right for us to say it. But the players inside the walls, you've been there, Tommy. You know that you never get to the point where you think, oh, we've got an easy draw on the back half, we'll be right.
No. But it is a tiny little let off, and it only has to be one molecule of emotion.
Ooh.
That is not in the right place, not put in the right direction, and that can unravel what happens out on that field very, very quickly. And if the Bombers get a little bit juicy and get a little bit of the emotional stuff flowing their way, they were all right last week. I thought the game between Melbourne and Essendon was fought out and, there was some good effort out there from both teams. Melbourne, I thought, were unlucky but didn't finish, didn't execute, didn't get the job done. Mm. Bombers hung in there. Bombers hung in there and got it done. So it is a big weekend for some clubs, as always. There's plenty of matches which are going to define this season. We're starting to really head into that pointy end where it all matters. So
absolutely. Before we get to the games this week in the AFL, I know you're a golf man.
Yes.
You'll be watching St Andrews. You're watching Jason Day, watching the Aussies in action there at St Andrews. From what you've seen in the first round, considering there's some nasty weather conditions predicted for this afternoon session on day 2, Jason Day, you all over him, or are you thinking outside him?
Definitely love the way Jason Day goes about his sport and the way he promotes himself as a person on the golf tour as an Australian. So I think he's very easily easy to follow, easy to like from that point of view, unlike some of our tennis chaps that are making gooses of themselves at the moment. I think he is definitely a chance for top 10. I think he's yet to prove himself to be clutch in the big moments late in round four. So he gets himself into that situation a lot and finds a way to finish a narrow two-shot second or one-shot second, third, fourth, fifth. And unfortunately, gee, if I was in that position, I'd cave into a, you know, a 20-shot loss. But he's a very, very good player. The one thing about Jason Day, which I think he does better than most of the Australian players, is his chipping and putting.
Beautifully last night from around the edges.
Well,
of the green.
His ability to get the ball in the hole under pressure is amazing. It's just whether he can do it for the full four rounds and not for three and three-quarter rounds, which I think has cost him majors in the past.
Mm. All right, we'll see what Jason Day's got for us. Of course, some more action for the British Open not too far away. The second round to be played. Of course, the Ashes tonight too, with day two action from Lords, Chris Rogers and
it's a bit
Steve
flat.
Smith.
Is the cricket a bit flat for you, Harvey boy? There's so much sport going on, but I don't know. I haven't felt for the Ashes yet.
I've been into it.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I like when we're under the pump a bit.
Does it feel good?
I like when the back's up a bit. And we saw during the second session last night, or yesterday, for the batsmen, that they had to dig in and just survive for a bit. For about 20 overs, they had to dig in and survive, and they did. And now they're out the other side just going, whooshka.
Good.
Love that. Prepared to put a price on their wicket. Have to dig in, Tomo. Not just be cavalier. Play the game as it needs to be played. And we got a result. The Aussies.
All right.
1 for 337.
All right. Well, you're in. I'm not quite in yet, so.
I'm deep.
All right.
I am deep. As I am in the weekends, the footy action too, round 16, Tomo. It's going to be good fun. A lot of important games, as you say, getting to this end of the season. And you mentioned North and Essendon tonight, Etihad Stadium. We'll be there with Hutto, Tonsils, Derm, Moons and Rowan Connolly. Chris Scott in the coach's box from 6. And the boys calling the action and narrowing the focus from about 7. Ins for the Kangaroos. Black comes in for Petrie, like for like, with Drew's suspension. And Langford in for Brown, who was concussed in that tackle last week against the Demons. Tomo, what's happening here?
Is this Aaron Black's first game of the year? Gee, be close. He hasn't played many. He's had a bit of a struggling year to find his place in that team. Ben Brown, of course, has been in that spot. Drew Petrie has been a solid player in that spot. And, of course, Jared Waite has been a player that has taken that spot. Well done to Danaher last week for the Bombers. I mean, there's nothing better, Half, than being a forward or being a player when you've had a fair bit of pressure on throughout the season. You're sort of nearly there, but you're not quite delivering those wins. And for him to kick those clutch goals, I think it would be amazing for his career and really getting him moving forward and probably developing more as that real key forward and dangerous prospect in the competition. The Bombers have been screaming and crying for someone like Danaher to step up and start kicking the rock through the big stick. So hopefully for the Bombers' sake, not necessarily Kangaroo supporters and people like myself, do we want that to happen? Kangaroos should win the game. No doubt about it. If you put the best form of both these teams more consistently, it's been the Kangaroos. First couple of games of the year, it was the Bombers. I mean, but we know from the Kangaroos, they have been up and down. So what do they deliver? Thomas out of the team, that's a huge statement. I mean, he is one of the guys that are genuine goal kickers for the Kangaroos, genuine finishers.
Yep.
And he's copped a clip over the hand to say, mate, what you deliver inconsistently, not good enough now. Is there something else in that? Not really sure, but what it does send is a statement. I thought last week Boomer Harvey wearing the green vest was a massive statement as well for the club. So definitely some big statements being made down there at North Melbourne. They are going to win this game of footy. The Bombers, once again, when you look at the Bombers, they just haven't been getting enough out of their midfield. They got smacked in the midfield last week by Melbourne. Melbourne more inside 50s, more clearances, stronger at the contest. I think that North Melbourne have the opportunity to do the same, and North Melbourne need to hit the scoreboard and make it that'll be the difference in the game. So North Melbourne to win for me, 20 points. Should be a good game of footy, though.
I think I'm with you. I'm leaning with you for the Kangaroos. Interesting the way that these teams play, Tomo, the styles of play for these clubs. North Melbourne sort of sit back and absorb the heat and try and make it difficult, congest their defensive 50 and try and make it difficult for you to score. Essendon notoriously have been slow to get the ball inside 50. So with more numbers back for the Kangaroos in that half of the ground, Essendon will get more looks inside 50. If they can come up with a way to score, they'll keep themselves in this game and give themselves a chance. Clearly,
That hasn't been a great strength of theirs this year. Their score's been pretty low in the, in the grand scheme of
their
things.
Their ball movement is as slow as a wet week.
Yeah, and, but if there's no one there,
well, but also half, the problem is with their slow ball movement is they turned it over and consistently turned it over this year. But if they can turn that around and get it in there quickly, Etihad Stadium, roof shut, and you've got a monster down there like Danaher. The Kangaroos don't have a player that match up on Danaher. Yeah. Tarrant is the closest. He's only 6'4", giving away 3 inches plus the reach. Danaher's quicker across the ground as well. Well, so don't be fooled by that. He's definitely, Tarrant will be tongue out trying to chase.